A.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Christmas Day edition of the program, show operating as it normally does. We're here for you, taking your calls about whatever you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
That number again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We launch here into hour number three of the program, starting out with some corrupt cop stories, as we as I promised last hour. Haven't done these in a while, so they've been building up, but this is only 1 week's worth. I'm not going to read more than just a week's worth, because in 1 week, the folks over at the Drug War Chronicle at StopTheDrugWar.org have dug up, let's see, looks like five different corrupt cop stories for you here. Again, StopTheDrugWar.org reporting that in New York City, three NYPD officers surrendered Tuesday to face felony charges for allegedly sodomizing with a police radio antenna a man they suspected of marijuana possession.
Gee.
Yeah, we actually talked about this story a while back on the program. Officer Richard Kern is charged with aggravated sexual abuse and assault, while officers Alex Cruz and Andrew Morales have been charged with hindering prosecution and official misconduct. All three were also charged with misdemeanors related to falsifying records. They were indicted last week by a Brooklyn grand jury investigating charges by tattoo shop employee Michael Mineo that when he fled into a subway station after the trio accused him of smoking pot, they tackled and handcuffed him, pulled down his pants, and sodomized him.
That's terrible.
Mineo was ticketed for disorderly conduct upon release and was hospitalized for several days for what the hospital discharge papers diagnosed as an anal assault. So, the guy didn't make this one up, did he? Do you think that that he's trying to frame the cops, or that the cops are actually that sick?
I don't think I could make that up.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're going to make something up, a beating is a little more common. That's one of the most horrible. If I was ever anally sodomized
by the police,
I think I'd never leave my house again. I would be traumatized. That sounds terrible.
Well, that's not the only story from New York City. Also in NYC, a state health department supervising narcotics investigator was accused in a report by the state inspector general of being a rogue officer. According to the inspector general's report, Louis Cristofari, age 49, had a yen for fentanyl lollipops, once fired his weapon accidentally while taking a prisoner to jail and never reported it, had lied about his credentials and employment history, staged amateurish and dangerous sting operations, interrogated suspects despite their protests that they wanted lawyers, and conducted private self-defense counseling on state time. So while he was collecting a paycheck from the state, he was also out doing essentially consulting work on self-defense. Cristofari came to the attention of the investigators when the New York Times published a photo of his illegally parked yellow Corvette in a story about the abuse of government-issued parking permits. The report concluded that the employee is clearly unfit for a law enforcement position, having shamelessly broken the laws and rules he was hired and pledged to uphold. Cristofari is currently on sick leave but faces disciplinary action and possible criminal charges for violating suspects' rights. So they came across this guy simply because he happened to be caught essentially using his power, his police powers, to park in places he's not supposed to park. Now, if anybody's ever seen what Jimmy Justice does over at YouTube, go ahead and look for Jimmy Justice and you will be amused. And it's so just amazing what this guy does. He is a brilliant activist. And he takes his video camera and he catches these New York police. In most cases, it's traffic enforcers, people who should know the laws about traffic, doing things that are clearly illegal and that anybody else in New York City or driving through New York City would get pulled over and get a ticket for. They get away with it, and he calls them onto the carpet and gets in their face with video camera and shows them for the just the hypocrites that they are. And so they caught one of these people. In this case, it was an NYPD officer, a narcotics investigator who was parking illegally, and that's what began them looking into this guy. So he completely would have gone untouched if they hadn't have if that newspaper hadn't have done that story on him in the first place. So it makes you wonder if you dug in to the New York City Police Department officers on just a random basis, just started investigating them just to see what they were doing with their time. It makes you wonder what kind of nastiness you'd uncover. I can tell you that I knew somebody a few years ago down in Florida who was a former New York police detective, and he'd long since retired, and he told me in no uncertain terms that every single person he worked with was corrupt. That's what he told me.
Well, it sounds harsh, and you don't want to say that there are no good cops out there, but really, the bad cops rise through the ranks, and the good cops quit or get fired or whatever, because they don't like being surrounded by bad guys. Anyone who goes into the police department with good intentions either realizes very quickly that what they had intended to do, like help people, they don't really do.
They can't do it. They've been ordered to give out speeding tickets.
And who, if you're a good person, why would you want to hang out with a bunch of jerks? Mm-hmm. At first, they may feel empowered to try to change things, but they probably learn very quickly that you cannot change. It's a messed up system, and it's been that way for a very long time.
And the corrupt guys have risen through the ranks, so if you're a good guy and you try to out some of the corruption, you'll just be held down. They'll never give you a promotion. I mean, the whole deck is stacked against you as a good guy in the police force.
So I'm of the opinion that almost all cops are bad. Either they, even if they go in with good intentions, maybe they get corrupted when they're adrenaline obviously plays into this as they're busting down doors and stuff, but they, you know, maybe
yeah,
they get a car.
Yeah, there are the buzz junkies, sure.
They get a car and they start to realize that there are certain benefits and they start to become corrupt, or they're driven out by the already corrupt cops.
Here are a few more of them for you. In Monroe, Michigan, a Michigan State Patrol narcotics officer was placed on leave on December 4th after police searched his home. Lieutenant Luke Davis was a member of the multi-jurisdictional Monroe Narcotics Investigation Office. It's unclear what, if anything, they found, but state police said they were investigating an allegation of potential misconduct. Davis was quick to trumpet his non-involvement with possessing, using, or trafficking illegal drugs, yet although he has yet to be accused of that, the results of the search and attendant investigation will be sent to the Attorney General's office. In Brownsville, Texas, a former Cameron County Sheriff's Department jail guard was arrested for allegedly smuggling drugs into county jails. Abel Jacques Gonzalez is charged with Class B misdemeanor possession of marijuana and felony third degree attempted introduction of a prohibited substance into a correctional facility. Gonzalez went down after conspiring with two people to obtain an unspecified amount of marijuana to smuggle into the county jails. Unfortunately for him, his partners turned out to be a confidential informant and DEA agent. Now, of course, this is also something that's going on all over the place. The prisoners can easily get their hands on drugs because, well, they demand them. And there are prison guards, corrections officers, who are willing to risk their career to provide the drugs to the prisoners at a tremendous profit, I might add.
The black market in prisons is far more, drugs cost a lot more money in prison than
like
they do.
Like 10 times as much. And it's really, the black market increases prices in the regular market, so
right.
It's really
so
skyrocketing it's, in prison.
Exactly. I've heard something like $60 for a gram of marijuana, which is very high priced.
Yeah, and it's not the best marijuana either.
No. So,
you
go into, you get a prison guard job because maybe you like the benefits, and then, you know, it pays okay, but you realize that if you start selling marijuana, you can make some cash on the side, and you don't have to pay taxes on it, and maybe no one has to find out about it, and you go from there.
Exactly right. In Chicago, a former Chicago police officer was convicted of conspiracy for stealing thousands of dollars from drug dealers. Mahmoud Shaman and his partner Richard Dorniuk were accused of stealing $30,000 from a police evidence locker in 2006. Dorniuk testified that he and Shaman routinely carried crack cocaine to plant on suspects, paid informants for bad information, and even bribed a judge to approve an arrest warrant. So the corruption just continues, and there's never any abatement to it. People get upset. They form civilian review boards. They try to run somebody else for office, and it doesn't matter. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, as an example, we talked about him last night on the program, a man who is so corrupt and so openly brazen about his corruption that he'll just have his political opponents arrested. So the fact is, how are you supposed to deal with this situation? The fact is, you've got people doing corrupt things, hurting others, throwing people in jail cells who have not harmed others on a regular basis, and on top of all that, you're forced to pay for it. If you don't like it, too bad. If you stop paying, they could steal your home from you. And then those same corrupt officers will be coming after you. if you don't leave. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. Northwestern Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Christmas Day edition. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. And some of those features, by the way, include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download it right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience at freetalklive.com. And you can check out Bureaucrash's Podcrash if you're looking for extra audio content of a liberty-oriented persuasion. Your host, Zach Thix, provides an interesting principal look at the issues on the Bureaucrash podcast. Listen in as they discuss activism, market alternatives to government services, and cultural issues with liberty-minded thinkers, musicians, entrepreneurs, and activists. Part entertaining, part informative, always pro-freedom at bureaucrash.com. That's bureaucrash.com. As we continue, your calls are the primary element. Otherwise, we'll talk. Since we're talking about corrupt cops, let's continue on the police tangent here, Julia, and talk about some of the weapons that these cops are ready to use on, well, you next.
The research arm of the U.S. Department of Justice is working on two portable non-lethal weapons that inflict pain from a distance using beams of laser light or microwaves with the intention of putting them into the hands of police to subdue suspects. So, I mean, the way I see this, I'm looking at a picture of it right now. It looks like a weird machine gun almost as far as size is concerned, except
really?
I guess it's a giant taser.
So is this
basically
something that one man could hold?
One man can hold it, but it's big. Mm. I mean, it's the size of an AK-47.
Yeah.
So it's a laser rifle, essentially.
Wow.
And
so the cops are going to have laser guns.
Right. I mean, there really isn't much more to read in the story. It goes on to talk about the development of these and how they work.
And it's a pain ray?
It's a pain ray. So they claim that what they're trying to do is reduce injuries to suspects. So they'll be using these instead of guns is the idea. So you won't die or have a bullet in you, you will just get tasered almost. But my problem with this is the margin for abuse. I mean, when they introduced tasers to a lot of police departments around America, they were tasering five-year-olds. And old ladies.
They have really gotten out of hand with the taser thing. The original point behind the taser was a similar point, is that, well, we're only bringing these in to help keep people safe. I mean, if we're going to shoot somebody, we'll use the taser instead, and we'll preserve that person's life. And that sounds good.
Right. A taser should only be used when you would use a gun. So you put them on the ground with a taser instead of putting a bullet in their head.
Well, that used to be the policy, but the policy has shifted. And, you know, it may be the policy at some police departments. It may differ depending on the department. But at a lot of police departments, the policy has shifted away from using the taser as a replacement for a gun to using the taser for what they call pain compliance.
So getting people to do what they want by inflicting a large amount of pain to them?
Exactly,
so
as a master would
over
with a slave. Yeah. Yeah, and so we've seen so many examples. One of the more recent ones, I guess, recent as in the last year, was a guy that was pulled over, side of the road. He wasn't getting his license fast enough, so the cop tased him. And so if you're just not doing, even if you're doing what they want you to do, if you're not doing it fast enough, they'll tase you. If you're being somewhat questioning toward them, like, if a cop says, I need you to do so-and-so, and you say, well, why? Well, they'll tase you, just depending on how uppity the cop is feeling that particular day. They can totally get away with it, too. Even if somebody dies because of the tasing, the cops get away with it.
Yeah. So I'm a little scared when I'm looking at this picture of some guy with essentially the machine gun of tasers.
Yeah.
Police are going to be walking around with these now?
Right. I mean, it's a laser gun, so how long's the range? Does it mention in the story how far you can be away from this cop and be shot with this thing?
15 meters.
So 3 feet per meter. So
right, so that's 45 feet.
Yeah, that's a decent
distance.
That's
a decent amount.
And so the results of this are just pain that's going to stop you in your tracks, basically?
Yes.
You know, this. It sounds like a smaller version or a more miniaturized version of what they at one point had mounted on the tops of trucks. Have you seen these things? Like they have like a parabolic dish, and there's an operator up there, and it's like on top of a Humvee or something like that. And the U.S. military was using it in Iraq, and they've now, you know, police departments have them, big places like New York City, where they'll essentially roll down the streets during a protest or something like that with this ray gun. So it sounds to me like they're working on making that ray gun that they already have, that I think that I think they have a couple different versions of them. One's like a heat gun, where it heats up your skin to the point where you just can't tolerate it anymore. The other one is some sort of noise gun that is, it creates a very unpleasant sound that will essentially freeze you in place. You will not want to do anything when you're hearing that sound. So they have this technology, but it's big, right? So it sounds to me like they're trying to make smaller versions of this so more officers can be armed with these things. And you'll see this develop over the years. You'll see them probably 5-10 years from now, every officer will be armed with stuff like this, maybe even sooner than that. It's disturbing and scary and very police state. And it comes back, you know, brings me back to the question before of what do you do about this? How do you solve this problem?
It really could create some moral conflict for me because, I mean, my first thought is, well, you know, I'm so sick of stuff like this. This isn't they don't have my best interest in mind. I'd like to stop paying taxes.
I would too.
But it's scary and hard. It's a huge step to do it.
Right, because then you'll get to feel what the ray gun feels like when you won't leave your house after they've stolen it.
Exactly. So it puts me in a bad position because I want to stop paying for stuff like this, but I'm scared that if I stop paying taxes, like on the federal level, for example, to stop funding this kind of crap, that they'll come after me and give me an even bigger bill.
Now, to the credit of the people that operate the police department where we live here in New Hampshire, it's my understanding they don't have a taser. Or the officers, they may have a taser in the department, but the officers that are on the streets do not have tasers. So here in New Hampshire, or at least in our little corner of it, things have not gone so bad. Like, they're not as far gone here
as
they are elsewhere.
I'm sure they'd love to get their hands on them, though.
I don't know about that. I'm sure some of them would. The more sadistic ones probably would. I don't know how they all feel about that.
You telling me the chief of police wouldn't like to get his hands on some better weaponry?
It's a good question.
I'm sure a lot of it has to do with funding.
Maybe. I'm not sure about that, because they get Homeland Security money. I'm sure they could have spent it on tasers had they wanted to. I don't know why they chose not to. I don't know what the policies are. I can't go out on a limb. I remember talking to one of the cops about it, Lieutenant Maxfield, and I don't recall what his answer was. I don't want to put words in his mouth. So if they want to call and answer that for themselves, they're welcome to. But my point being that the New Hampshire cops have not degenerated as far as a lot of the rest of the cops around the country. That's not to say that I agree with everything they do. They're still putting people in prison cells who have not harmed others, and it's that alone. I mean, the tasers and the violence and all that is bad enough, but just the putting the regular folks that have not hurt people in jail cells, that's reason enough for me to say I don't want to pay for this.
Right, but as it continues to get worse and worse and worse, the question keeps coming up in my mind. I don't want to pay for this anymore.
Right.
I don't want to pay for this anymore. And it's really conflicting.
Well, I hope we can get enough people here in New Hampshire, whether it's here in Keene or across the state, together to where we can join together and together not pay for this. Because if you do it by yourself, they're going to cut your head off. You're going to lose. But if you have a handful of people, or better yet, more than a handful of people who are coming out and saying, I am not paying for this, and here's why, then I think you have a real powerful place to be coming from there. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, dial toll-free 800-259-9231. This live Christmas Day edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And I'd just like to say thank goodness for Chinese restaurants. Thank goodness for Chinese takeout. Because they have provided us with our Christmas dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good thing they're open.
I think they did last year, too.
I think they did, yeah. They're just... Who else is open on Christmas? Is anybody else open on Christmas Day? There were no grocery stores open. I guess the occasional convenience store, they're probably open. Who else? Who else is open on Christmas Day? Have you been out and about driving around today? Have you seen anybody open? Any major retailers? I mean, the grocery store wasn't open today. You were actually going to make something today, Julia, but... You needed a couple of extra ingredients, and they weren't open. None of the stores were open today.
Yeah, and I seem to remember last year one of the local 24-hour ones being open till a certain time in the early afternoon.
Yeah.
And not at all. They closed at 6 last night, and so I was SOL.
Yeah, and they probably missed out on a lot of business. So is it just Chinese restaurants, or is there something else that's open on Christmas Day? 1-800-259-9231. Since we're talking cops... Let's go up to the federal level and talk about the propaganda machine that the police have on their side. Because you were talking about, Julia, how you see all this police abuse, you see all the corruption, all the hypocrisy, you see them throwing peaceful people in jail cells, you see them hurting people with the tasers and this new laser gun that they have, and just being awful in general. And it makes you feel like you've had enough, that you want to do something about it and you want to stop supporting them. Unfortunately, you come up against the obvious problem of the fact that they're going to come and steal your house from you if you don't pay property taxes. There's that fact. And there's just a scary road to go down to stop paying these violent people. I know some cops are good guys. We're talking about the bad guys here. And so right there, you run into a problem because, well, they're violent. They're willing to use violence against you. But the other problem is how people perceive the police. The other problem is if you all of a sudden begin a protest of, well, I'm not going to support the police anymore, then a lot of the people in the society around you will consider you an enemy. They will consider you a problem because they believe the police are good. They believe that that what the police are doing is something that is in demand, and that they're helping people that need help, and the cops are good guys. And there was a lady on one of the local talk shows here in Keene, New Hampshire, that said that she didn't think there was any problem with the police. There is nothing wrong with what the police are doing. And so you're going to come up against the mentality that, well, what the police are doing is right, that they're just enforcing the law, they're just doing their jobs. You don't need to be targeting the police, Julia. You need to be going after the politicians. It's all the politicians' fault. You need to use the system, et cetera, et cetera. And so you're dealing with a mentality that has been inculcated in Americans and people around the world, but I think Americans have it real bad. This mentality of worshiping the enforcers, worshiping the police. And it's a mentality that's certainly brought about in the government indoctrination system in a major way, where they bring in Officer Friendly into the class and talk about how great the police are. And it's
of course, they treat 7-year-olds a little different. Most 7-year-olds a little different than they treat your average adult.
Right, and they treat old people a little differently, too, which is the lady that called the show was very elderly, you could tell, because of her voice. And so, yeah, you don't believe there's anything wrong with the cops because they're not arresting you or your husband and throwing you in a jail cell for having a little too much wine at the end of dinner time. You know, they're not arresting you, so these negative consequences that we so obviously see, since we are of a younger set, and we see our friends and our associates being thrown in prison cells, we can see the obvious problems. But a woman like that, who only encounters a cop when she's called them for assistance because her husband has fallen and can't get up or something like that, she's completely in a different world. And so these people believe that the cops are out there serving and protecting and doing their job, and they believe they're doing a good job of it. And the government school system is where the indoctrination begins, and it never stops. Because government schools indoctrinate the journalists of America, and so when the cops, when people grow up and they grow out of the government schools, they get it from the news media that the cops are great, that the cops are worthy of worship. They get that indoctrination continually throughout their lives. And so it's kind of a process to try to disabuse people of this particular mindset. And shows like Homeland Security USA do not do anything to help our side of this particular debate, of this discussion. Have you seen the promo for this yet, Julia?
I did not see a promo. I know of its existence.
Pull up YouTube, and then during the next break, look for Homeland Security USA, and then watch the promo. But here's the story from the Associated Press. Ratings champion American Idol will face serious competition when it returns next month. The Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security USA, an ABC reality series debuting January 6th, tracks the daily efforts of the federal workers responsible for safeguarding the nation's airports, borders, waters, and any place else threats might arise. While viewers see the mechanics of agencies including Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Transportation Security Administration, these are the new stars of the new upcoming television season, our men in blue and black. Absent is such discussion of such hot-button issues as post-September 11th security programs or immigration policies. That's by design, says series executive producer Arnold Shapiro, whose credits also include Rescue 911 and Big Brother. Shapiro says it doesn't have a political point of view. It's not meant to show the department higher-ups, just the average men and women out on the front lines protecting our country from various things illegal and dangerous.
Do Homeland Security agents protect us from... I mean, the last I heard about a Homeland Security agent was the guy who arrested, like, Lauren Canario for being in an IRS office.
Don't you understand, Julia? It's the Homeland Security men and women of this country that are making it safe. It's because of these bureaucrats that nobody is attacking America. Don't you understand the job these people are doing out there every day?
I like how they said the front lines, too, because it's not like they're out there. I mean, front lines to me implies, like, soldiers in trenches taking bullets.
They feel like they're soldiers. They feel like they're soldiers. They feel like they're heroes. And that's what the viewpoint of this show is. And to, listen to this slimy producer, Arnold Shapiro. Listen to him. He says it doesn't have a political point of view. Yes, it does.
Well, what he means is it doesn't have a left or right point of view.
Yeah, good point. That is what he means.
Well, because that's what most people think when they think politics. There's only two choices.
Right.
There's left and there's right. Not statism
not so.
Versus not statism.
Right. There is no debate on this show. There's no discussion on this show. It's not a point-counterpoint. There aren't two sides debating the issues about the police and freedom and security in America. There's no discussion here. This is going to be a, I don't know if it's a half-an-hour program or a one-hour-long show, but it is going to be a series, and it's going to be a pounding over and over again into the heads of Americans that these people are heroes and that they're doing something that's worthwhile and that they should be lauded for it. That's the point of view of this show, and it is very political. The entire show is a political show. To suggest that these people are doing something valuable, he says, it's not meant to show the higher-ups, just the average men and women on the front lines protecting our country from various things illegal and dangerous. Homeland Security.
Various things?
Yeah, like drugs. Homeland Security USA has a week to win viewers before it'll face some competition with The Dancing Show or American Idol or whatever. The ABC series filmed with the department's full cooperation. Now, before we continue the story here, I'd like to point out that when Hollywood movie producers want to get the military's cooperation to create a movie, they go to the military and they submit the script. So they give the script to the military and the military reviews the script. And the military is reviewing the script for what?
To make sure it portrays the military in the heroic fashion.
Exactly. Exactly. And if it does, then they'll grant them the tanks and the airplanes and whatever it is that they need. So you can better believe that in order to get Homeland Security's cooperation, they have to show them in a positive light all of the time. It's like Cops. It's a complete propaganda show. That's what this is all about. So anybody that thinks that the security state or the police state is going to go away under the Obama administration is absolutely fooling themselves. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application. A photo blocker. Go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments, enough time for your calls. It's live Christmas Day edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do so by learning how to promote the show. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll see a whole list of various different things you can do, most of them completely free or very low cost. So enjoy helping us spread this message of freedom as far as wide as possible by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Your efforts are much appreciated. That's promote.freetalklive.com. And join us for the Liberty Forum coming up in early March, March 5th through the 8th. freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum is the website. You can get signed up there and use our discount code to save yourself 10%. The code is 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL. And you'll be on board for the Liberty Forum. We're going to be there broadcasting live. And a whole bunch of other people are going to be there, too. Hundreds of them, as a matter of fact, throughout the weekend in the Nashua, New Hampshire Crown Plaza Hotel. Very nice location. Great crowd of folks. All of them are liberty-oriented individuals. So you will feel what it's like, if you've never been before, to be surrounded, literally surrounded by people who have a similar mindset as you. It results in some interesting conversation, great social networking opportunity, great chance to live bait, do some after-hours partying, have some dinners and lunches and breakfast with people that you'll immediately get along with. And, of course, the guest list is incredible as well. The list of liberty-oriented speakers, people like Glenn Jacobs, WWE's Kane is going to be in attendance. That's his real name is Glenn Jacobs. Mary Ruart, the author of Healing Our World, the book you suggested earlier tonight, Julia, she is going to be there in person, which I think is pretty exciting. I think she's a hero of mine. David Nolan, the founder of the Libertarian Party, a man who's been speaking out recently against the very party that he helped found. He's going to be there. Richard Heller from the Heller versus DC gun decision, and so many more. Also, more to be announced. They've only announced one of the two keynote speakers at this point, so we'll see who the other big name is supposed to be. I haven't heard any hints as to who the other name's supposed to be, but it might be a big one. That's about all I know. So more coming up here on the Liberty Forum as we learn more about it. You want to get the early bird price while you still can. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, and we'll see you in early March at the Liberty Forum. All right, 800-259-9231. Continuing the story here about the new propaganda show that's going to be airing starting January 6th on ABC called Homeland Security USA, where according to the show's producer, it's going to show the average men and women on the front lines protecting our country from various things illegal and dangerous. The ABC series is a virtual travelogue, and the first episode is it skips from border crossings in Blaine, Washington, and San Ysidro, California, to Los Angeles International Airport to a mail processing plant. Turns out that even mail has dramatic possibilities, as sharp-eyed officers pry open toys containing black market prescription drugs and uncover an exotic and illicit food item, barbecued bats from Thailand. The show mixes the offbeat and the serious, including drug smugglers, people trying to enter the country with doctored papers, and a woman who's been shoved under a car seat in a painful failed attempt to slip into the country. Not all goes the department's way in the 13 episodes. In one scene, guns are drawn against a man trying to drive across the U.S.-Mexican border with his family, terrifying his wife and young children until agents discover it's a case of mistaken identity. I wonder how that one will play out on this particular show. I mean, considering they have the cooperation of the Department of Homeland Security, how will they portray that particular episode? Will it just be an oopsie, oh, well, it's a price we have to pay, trying to be secure, occasionally we'll make a mistake, and, you know, we let these folks go, and have a nice day, folks, bye-bye. How will they handle that particular story? And they certainly are not going to show the insides of the detainment facilities where the supposed illegal immigrants are kept for weeks upon end.
Are they going to show the Border Patrol agents helping smuggling drugs and people in?
No.
Are they going to show that side of it?
No, definitely
probably
not.
Probably not.
Shapiro, the producer, says he has retained control over the show's creative content. The department pre-screened episodes and could ask for deletion of elements that would have revealed law enforcement strategies, infringed on personal rights, or jeopardized pending legal cases. The series is based on Australia's popular border security, so essentially this is a show that has worked in another country, and of course it'll work here. Cops was a huge success. People have been effectively indoctrinated with a police are our buddies mentality, and so I'm sure this will be a ratings hit. Apparently, it's intended as entertainment without a political point of view, says ABC's executive in charge of alternative series. The department says saw the show as a great opportunity to help the American public understand what their government does and what the Department of Homeland Security, the youngest government department, does, said department spokesbureaucrat Ed Fox. But Homeland Security USA has provoked debate. Sight Unseen Facebook page opposing the series drew more than 500 postings within its first few days. Many were negative, including denunciations of the show as government propaganda. Yay. I'm glad people are able to figure this one out. And there are a lot of people that will be against a show like this, but it doesn't matter who's against the show. It matters who watches the show, because odds are good that the people that are against it aren't going to stop watching Lost or their other favorite ABC television shows in protest. So this particular piece of government propaganda will be allowed to propagate itself as far as the marketplace will allow it to. And it will tie right in with all of the other government propaganda shows like Cops and the other semi-propagandist shows like the CSIs and these other cop. I mean, I've never seen CSI, so I'm imagining what it's like. I've seen cop shows in the past where essentially the police are glamorized, the police are worshipped, and it will just continue to feed into that mentality. And it's sad. 1-800-259-9231. The page was, by the way, created by Tina Shull. This is the opposition. She represents the opposition, whose critical view of Homeland Security was shaped in part by the detention and deportation of her Albanian husband after he was refused political asylum. She says that my biggest fear about the show is it's simplifying a very complex range of duties that DHS takes on. It's making light of a very serious, very controversial issue in our society today. The producer, however, is adamant in his defense. He says, I don't see how actually and factually documenting something that happens before our eyes and editing it in a factual way, in other words, not manipulatively, can be considered propaganda. Well, I guess that remains to be seen. I can tell you the promo that I watched, the 30-second promo that ABC's running right now, makes it look like a very worshipful program. Does not seem to be objective in any way, shape, or form. It is all Homeland Security all the time.
Rah, rah.
So, by the way, I think it's interesting that Tina Shull, the graduate here who has created this anti-Homeland Security USA webpage, has essentially had her life touched by these bureaucrats. in a very negative fashion. And it's unfortunate that that's what it has to come to for a lot of people. Like, that's their wake-up call, is when it happens to them. When it's finally, when the nasty iron fist of the state comes down and crushes their life, then it's something they pay attention to. Then it's something they're willing to get active about. But until then, it's just, oh, well, you know, those are bad guys. Oh, they're illegals. Hey, drugs are illegal. We should go after those folks. Until then, it's all fine and dandy until it's one of your friends or family members that gets caught in the midst of it. Until it's your life that gets upset. Until it's your freedom that is infringed upon. Then it's all fine. It's not your life. It's not your problem, right? That's the attitude of a lot of Americans. Oh, those are just the bad guys. It's not going to affect me. I'm a law-abiding citizen. But the fact is, you don't know if you're breaking the law.
No, there are so many laws, and there are so many new laws that you couldn't possibly keep up with them unless you devoted your life to keeping up with laws and constantly reading new ones. And, I mean, everyone breaks the law.
Everybody does.
Everybody breaks
the law.
Yep.
So you have no idea, and they don't have any idea either. Because if you don't have time to read the law, these bureaucrats certainly don't have time to read the law, which is why we see so many examples of the cops just making crap up. And they know that if they make something up and they say, well, I'm arresting you for blah-blah-blah, and it turns out that blah-blah-blah isn't actually a law, and they just were, you know, arresting you because they can.
Disorderly conduct.
Disorderly conduct or whatever. There's not much you can do about it.
Oh, I mean, sorry about that.
Oops, yep. Well, just like they're going to do with this family here in one of their episodes where they hold a family at gunpoint and terrify them until they discover, oh, it's just a case of mistaken identity. You're the wrong John Smith. We're sorry, folks. We're just going to let you go today. Have a nice day. Keeping you safe here. That's going to be probably the way it's handled. So they're not going to show you what happens when they take somebody into one of their facilities, hold on to them for weeks at a time. They're not able to call their friends or their family. They're not able to get in touch with a lawyer. As these detention facilities, these immigration detention facilities, are just overrun with people. Of course, people who have not harmed others. These immigrants will be portrayed as criminals on the show. The drug dealers, the drug smugglers will be portrayed as criminals. And these cops will be portrayed as the heroes every episode, every single time, even if the heroes occasionally make a mistake. They'll just write it off. Ooh. Oopsie, we made a mistake. Well, too bad. Even if we make mistakes and hurt people, you're going to have to keep paying for it every year. It's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
Hey, we'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And I think Mark's coming back tomorrow from his vacay. So we'll see you then online at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.